The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
Orange County. This is the world famous K-Rock.
You never know who's going to pop into the K-Rock studios. And on a big day like today, where we announce the 33rd annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas, how fitting to have one of the bands on the bill in our studio right now. Please welcome back to K-Rock, Jacob Knowles, Eric of Sublime. They are here in the building. And thank you, boys, for being here. And more importantly, thank you for playing our big holiday show.
Thanks for having us, man. Can they see us? Can they hear us?
Oh, yes. We're on the stream as well.
There's a million cameras in every angle.
Oh, look at you. You immediately took off your clothing. As soon as you knew there was eyes on you, you decided, let's disrobe.
Is this the Howard Stern show, or are we on the other one?
That's right. You got it. You nailed
it. We are definitely the other one.
Can't you tell by Allie? Come on.
Yeah.
What's up, guys?
Eric, how are you doing, buddy?
Good to see you again.
I'm doing great.
You sound it. You know, when you guys were last in here, it was like just after, Jacob, you had officially rejoined the band. It was an exciting moment, but you didn't have that many shows under your belt. I think like one, maybe. And you were debuting a brand new song, which we're going to listen to in a moment, of course. But how does it feel now that you've had a few months of getting back and taking over your dad's role? And I mean, from everything I've seen, videos, etc., seems like it couldn't be going better.
Yeah, man, it's something I never thought I'd do, but I mean, so the more we do it, the more fun it becomes. Like, we've been having a blast up there on stage, man. We just played, where did we play in Florida? What was that spot called?
Lake City.
Yeah, yeah.
It was cool because it was like a costume thing right before Halloween.
What were you guys dressed like for Halloween?
Like, we had we knew about that 2 hours before the show.
That you needed a costume?
I was Raggedy Ann.
Yeah, I dressed as my manager, Joe.
Smart.
So wait, he's Catholic, so I put on a nun habit.
So you found out 2 hours before you're about to go on stage, we're supposed to be doing this in costume?
Yeah. So we went to the Halloween store and...
Yeah, it's called Halloween.
A couple things.
Yeah, and you went as Raggedy
Ann. It was like a jam festival, too, so they told us we were going to play for 2 hours, and I was like,
what?
2 hours?
Bud knew it was a costume thing.
He pulled it over on us.
Totally rad. Indian get up.
His costume was way more sick.
He's part Indian.
Yeah, but then we just ended up jamming a bunch. It was really cool. One of the dudes from String Cheese Incident came out and did a dead song with us.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I always wonder when musicians just join forces on stage randomly and play songs.
Do you have
the ability to do that? To be like, hey, here's a guy, let's play this dead song? Or was there practicing and rehearsing? Because it feels like musicians just have the ability to be like, all right, yep, you just start playing, I'll jump in.
It ought to be like that. That's usually how we do it, man. Like, sometimes
that guy was good enough, you know?
Yeah, true.
He shredded the mandolin.
Yeah. You could throw, like, if you throw a good musician up there and just, you know, press go, usually people give you their best. Sometimes I just give the guitar to like one of my buddies on the side stage. I'm like, you got to play now, dude. Now it's your turn.
Send him out.
It's so much fun doing that.
Jacob Knowles, Eric from Sublime are here. They will be on this lineup that we just announced that includes the likes of Smashing Pumpkins and 311, Jimmy World, Beck, Franz Ferdinand.
Yeah, but you guys are going to play for 2 hours.
Two hours.
Cool.
In a costume, so
finally.
Get ready.
We're going to play nothing but 311 songs for 2 hours.
It's going to really mess it up for them when they get out there. When you were last here, we world premiered a brand new song. I'd like to listen to this right now because you're here. Of course, this is Feel Like That. This is Bradley Knoll taking over the vocals for his dad. He would be very proud. And then we got more with Sublime after this on K-Rock. Woo! Sublime, Stick Figure in our K-Rock studios right now. They will be at K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas, just announced December 14th, Kia Forum. A lot of bands will be there, complete lineup posted K-Rock. Of course, people watching you guys on the stream right now since we are live on YouTube and Twitch and Facebook as well. Jacob Knowles here, Eric is here, talking about Acoustic Christmas. You know that many of your songs will become full-blown sing-alongs with the people that will be there.
That's the goal, man.
Dedicated.
And helpful also for you, because if you'd want to just check out for a verse, you can, and you know that enough, you know, the Sublime songs have been in our DNA for so long in Southern California that you can just let the audience take
over.
That's
the most powerful thing, too, when people are all just singing along, you can tell how much it means to them. It makes me feel, really lucky. And, you know, it's special to get to be a part of something like that.
Has there been more studio time as far as, like, you know, we heard Feel Like That, new song? Is there more on the way?
Dude, should I play one right now?
Oh, here we go. He's pulling out a cell phone. I love that. This is my favorite thing when people do this, when they have these unreleased songs that have not yet been tested. They haven't run them by the labels yet.
Yeah, we've had a lot of kernels of ideas that end up being terrible.
Most of our ideas are trash.
There's a lot of stuff in our notes, you know, on our phone that end up never seeing the light of day. And I'm always interested in people who are really successful.
Jacob
what
is
on their
pulling
phone.
Out his phone. What are we going
to
hear?
They told me definitely not to do this. So let's see if it loads.
Great. Let's play
we just
got
to put Eric's. We just got to put some bass on it, but this is Bud on the drums. That's my old man.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Me and my buddy John made it.
How much audio did you find of your dad?
An undisclosed amount.
Really?
Yeah.
There's still a lot to go through.
Sort of, yeah. Some is more useful than others. But my producer, John Joseph, for Jacob's Castle, we cooked this up in the Harbor Martyrs studio in San Pedro.
Right now, you're only hearing it through his phone, just so you know. This quality will be better when released, but damn, I love the fact
it
that
it might
we're
not
hearing,
be.
I know. What are you promising, client?
I think it sounds good. I just know the way that people hear stuff on the radio. Hey, is it true, Eric, that you've been obviously playing these songs for a long time, but there was a time recently where you got too high to remember any of the Sublime songs?
That was like about 8 years ago or so.
You forgot every lyric. You forgot how every song went. Is that
right?
Yeah,
like I don't do dabs, you know.
Right.
And
sounds like you did
this.
I was
backstage before we went on, and they were smoking it in the room, and they passed it, and like muscle memory. One time before I did that, and I didn't even know what the clutch or the brake was on my motorcycle, and I couldn't ride it.
Oh no!
So I said to myself, I'm not gonna do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, I forgot every song.
So no one hand Eric a dab
at
Acoustic Christmas.
Yeah, Josh Freed was playing drums at the time, and
Eric
he threw a drink on me.
Oh, to wake you up?
Sober you up?
Hell no.
Is this you at like, hey, I'm awake, I've had coffee already?
It was at Red Rocks, like sold out.
No, I'm talking about you right now, Eric. Like, is this you at a 10? Is this you awake? Is this like...
I'm somewhat awake.
Yeah.
But like, what brings you to a 10? What gets you like the most riled up? Even little things like a person parking in a handicapped spot. Is there anything that like will incite a lot of emotion in you?
Strippers.
That's you.
Oh. Yeah. I thought it was a universal thing.
An eye-opening interview with Sublime today here at K-Rock.
Well, as soon as
I wake up, I can answer that.
I can't
you guys
wait.
Have coffee?
No,
yes.
We don't.
We have bad coffee.
Budgetary cuts. We got rid of it. We do have coffee. We are told we have coffee. This is so exciting for so many reasons. And when we saw the lineup, we were thrilled to see Sublime on it. Jacob Knowles in the lead role. Perhaps you saw them at Coachella. This is going to be, once again, between Jimmy Eat World, Franz Ferdinand, Royal Otis, 311, Beck, Smashing Pumpkins, Sublime. People calling it the greatest lineup that we've put together in some time, and you guys are a part of it. We cannot wait. Have you thought about the set yet? Because as you know, rotating stage, K-Rock, no time to, you know, no time to waste. It's like move it.
We're going to play only like B-sides and rarities.
People love that.
Just stuff from your cell phone?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Exactly right.
Is there
actually
any
unreleased B-sides and rarities from 10
the
years
The crowd
from
is going to love it.
Is there anything we can throw in your dressing room, food or otherwise, you know, holiday treats, anything?
Ali and
like
I
that?
Do all the shopping personally for every band, so what do you guys
donuts
want?
Donuts, for sure.
Donuts? Yeah. Eric,
do you
what
have
else?
A donut place you like?
Just like a local
definitely
spot.
Definitely not donuts. Yeah. How about
strippers?
Yeah, there we go.
Some
with
some
donuts.
Whiskey with a cork.
Whiskey with cork?
All right, or 12
whiskey
years
cork.
Old or
Older.
I thought you said whiskey and pork. I was wow.
We got you guys. Whiskey, pork, and
donuts. How about Japanese whiskey? I love that shit.
All right, Japanese whiskey. We got that for
all right.
Sublime, thank you as always. This is very exciting. The full lineup has been posted. No, we got to take a break. You can stick around, but they're going to get mad at us. If we don't pay these bills right now, we can't pay for the coffee. So we got to be right back. More K-Rock and more Sublime.
I love you guys.
Franz Ferdinand, K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. They will be there on December 14th at the Kia Forum as part of K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas. Hopefully you will be there as well. We found out that Sublime, who was just in our studio moments ago, with like whiskey, pork, and donuts in their dressing room. We will make that happen.
It'll be a delicious-smelling dressing room.
Every band, whatever you need to make your dressing room more comfortable, whatever your vice is, you just let us know. We're going to fix it, make sure it's all taken care of for you. That's what it's all about. Probably the greatest part, I was thinking about that. You go.
We don't have that power at all, or budget, by the way.
You're right, Omar. We don't.
So
we'll figure it out.
We get donuts.
Figure it out. Donuts we could get. We know Randy's. They'll take care of us.
Maybe like a dozen.
Pork? I got a guy. I got a pork guy.
You got a pork guy?
I got a butcher. Yeah.
I got a bottle of whiskey in my house.
So there we go. Done. Solved.
Okay. All right. So we got Sublime Sublime taken care of.
I may go to
just
that.
Just nine bands left.
Hey, Omar, I may go to that Costco Business Center, North Hollywood.
Whoa!
Get one of them suckling pigs. Put that right in their dressing room.
Man, big time.
That's real pork
right
there.
I bet they would really appreciate a suckling pig in their dressing room.
I feel like Eric would turn that into a bong real
quick.
Could
you bring that for real? And then can we have it like across the stage when you do the broadcast?
Sure.
Acoustic?
I would love to.
I would love that.
And then turn it as it goes. And they make him feel like that. And then it's just
so good.
Slowly turning.
If you're playing our show and you need something, you let us know. It's got to be the best part of, I think being rich and famous would be cool. But I think the best part of being a rock star by far
is asking for stuff.
Is when you go to any city and you say, here's a shopping list of things I like. And it's waiting in your room. I've never experienced that ever.
Like no, it's idea, like having a significant other that's like, do you want anything? You need anything? I'm going to have it waiting for you.
Like, I'm that guy.
At all times.
In my marriage, I'm that guy. It's like my wife is the rock star, and she's like,
and she has the ongoing rider list.
Right. I need a matcha, a California roll, and I'm like, all right, I can't keep up.
And less sex from you.
I can do that. But the rock stars, man, that's the coolest part is that wherever you go, it's just, here's a list of things we want to eat.
Yeah.
And they get it. It's great. That's got to be the best part.
Or things they want to smoke and drink.
Speaking of eating, Thanksgiving's not too far away. And as a result, everyone is trying to out-cheap each other this year to make it the cheapest Thanksgiving ever because everyone knows we're sick of inflation. Things have gotten more expensive. Shrinkflation, turkey's the size of a Cornish hen or something. But Allie's here to break down in this edition of El Cheapo just how cheap Thanksgiving 2024 can truly be for you.
It's time to talk to the kingpin of cheap. Here she is, El Cheapo.
I know it's confusing. You've been given a lot of information about the affordable Thanksgiving feasts that you can buy at Target and Walmart, and then Amazon Fresh has their own, Blue Apron, Sam's Club, HelloFresh. Basically, everybody has their buy our Thanksgiving meal. It's just $5 a person or $9 a person. But when you really break it down, only a very few of them are actually worth it.
Now, based on what? Based on quality of size?
Based on what you're getting for the price and how much work you have to do for the meal.
It's also interesting that they play very, I would argue, traditional with what sides they provide. Sides are everything. Turkey's fine, but the sides are everything. And if you get one of those, quote, meals for the family and it comes with five sides, you think to yourself, oh, that must mean I'm getting the mac and cheese. I'm getting the good stuff.
Right.
They could screw you on the sides alone, and you could end up with four lousy sides. Your Thanksgiving is cooked.
Or they could screw you on quality of sides.
It's like a bag of chips.
Exactly. So this a big one that everyone's talking about is this Target one, right? Because it's one of the cheapest ones that Target has ever done. It's supposed to feed four people for $20. That's $5 a person. But what you get is basically the worst type of Thanksgiving meal that you can think of with all of the extra work involved. Like, you get a turkey, 10 to 15 pound turkey. Then you get...
You got to cook it or it's pre-cooked?
Oh, you have to do it all yourself.
Oh, you have to... So it's a dead... It's just a dead...
Oh, you have to cook it? What?
You get a...
Oh, hell no! I thought this was all pre-cooked
no.
stuff.
No! That's why
my God.
I looked through everything. Because
hell no.
You get a packet of stove-topped stuffing mix. You get a 5-pound bag of potatoes, one can of cranberry sauce,
forget it.
A can of green beans, like the crappy canned green beans,
right, I know those.
A jar of thick-ass gravy,
yep.
And a can of cream of mushroom soup. That's all you get. So that's a lot of extra things that you still have to buy to make it good.
I think a lot of people are going to be in for a rude awakening when they try to cram some 15-pound turkey into their air fryer and push a button and
exactly.
they realize it don't work like that.
Yeah. So Walmart has a little bit of a better deal. It's $7 a person, but it feeds 8 people, and you get all the things I just mentioned.
It feeds 8 people or it feeds 8 Walmart people?
Three Walmart people.
Okay, 3 Walmart people works out to 8 regular people. You got to do the math on that.
You get
that.
The turkey and all the things I mentioned, but you also get like crispy fried onions. You get sweet potatoes. You get the mini marshmallows. You get some corn muffin mix.
Here we go.
You get some King's Hawaiian rolls.
All right.
You get a pecan
pie.
You're
still cooking the turkey, though.
You're still cooking everything.
Okay.
Still cooking everything, but
instead of a jar of gravy, though, you get the ingredients to make good gravy.
I want to get to the part where you're not cooking everything, because I feel like since Thanksgiving only happens once a year, everybody's Thanksgiving meal is always subpar. Because you're
totally.
Not doing these, making these recipes. So I would rather get something that's already pre-cooked.
And by the way, here's just a little Thanksgiving hack. If you just make or have good gravy, that's all you need.
Or good stuffing.
No. Just great, because gravy you can put on top of it will elevate everything. So you can have lousy almost anything else if the gravy is good enough.
Make your own gravy from scratch. If you're going to work hard on something, it's like at the weddings. Like, pay for the photographer, or pay a lot for the DJ.
Buy good gravy and just pour that on top of all the other crap. I'll eat a can of green beans if it's coated in gravy. No problem.
So then there's one at Aldi that I like, and this is a full meal for 10 people for $47. That's the cheapest deal out there right now.
The Aldi one.
Yes, you get the butterball turkey with spices.
Still got to cook it, though.
You get, gravy, rolls, mac and cheese, stuffing, and then you get all the ingredients to make your own cranberry sauce, mashed potatoes, sweet potato casserole, green bean casserole, and pumpkin pie. Now, I don't usually promote Whole Foods, but, and yes, if you look at their menu, they have a Thanksgiving extravaganza for 12 people for over $500.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
That's such a jump from where we
were.
Yes, but it comes cooked.
It comes cooked. And I actually have gotten some dishes from Whole Foods for Thanksgiving before, and they are really good. And they're ready to go. All you do is put them in the oven, and then they're ready, and they taste
great. I'm going to eat it all. Yummy.
So I'm not recommending you do the $500 one, though. That would save you a lot of effort,
sure.
And it is expensive. Here's what you do. You do the whole turkey meal for 4 people. It's $100.
Mm-hmm.
And you could do the one for 8 people or 12 people or whatever, but you get everything perfectly roasted turkey, all the classic sides. You get the gravy with sea salt and cracked pepper. You get the green beans, the creamy mashed potatoes,
oh.
You get the holiday herb stuffing, the zesty cranberry orange sauce. So
I'm
those are
up.
Kind of all
boned up.
The basic things you need for $100 and none of the effort.
That's what it's all about, the no effort
part. The no effort part.
That's the best
part.
Just go pick that up. And if you want it for 12 people, it's $240, which it seems like a lot, but when you take away all the labor and the cleanup.
All that time and energy.
You know,
and,
I might not
drive
to Tina's house, but I'll drive to my cousin's house 2.5 hours away for Thanksgiving dinner.
There you go. Get your priorities in check, Jake.
Let's put a list together of all the things Jake would drive to other than Tina.
Let's give you another one of the art. Thank you, El Cheapo. Now everyone has a little bit of a direction as to which one of the meals to take advantage of. This guy will be at the forum. On
Acid Farts. You're going to play some Acid
Farts? December 14th. Is it Acid Farts? Find out!
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Beck, that is another name that will be there at K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas, the big announcement. If you missed it earlier, don't worry. I'm sure you'll hear about it throughout the day, probably throughout the week, and potentially the month leading up to the show. We're getting close to almost 1 month away. It's crazy how it's almost already here. K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas. Tickets go on sale Friday, November 15th, which will be less than a month from the actual date of the show. So get them while you can, and then if you win them from us afterwards, even better. But I recommend you get them while you can.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, you're on K-Rock. What's up?
Hey, you go Crackle Barrel.
What?
Crackle Barrel for the Thanksgiving can feed up to 10 people.
What's the Cracker Barrel meal? Hold on. You didn't. What goes in that one?
That one is a full turkey, mashed potatoes, green beans, their special gravy.
Mm.
Pumpkin pie.
I gotta have this conversation all day. It's like, I mean, I know it's once a year, and I know we're
someone just repeating these things just, to you over and over.
Yeah, just
again.
Just listing them. Yeah, right. Just going
pumpkin pie.
Right, yeah.
Mashed potatoes.
This is like dirty talk to me. Like I'm hearing this, I'm like, yes, I'm getting like all I'm getting boned up, as Omar says. But there is a Cracker Barrel. I saw one in Camarillo. There's one not too far. I mean, but
I do feel like when I see them, I'm like, oh.
Right.
What do you know?
Same thing.
A Cracker Barrel. Yeah. I thought they were only in the Midwest.
Yeah, the South it used to be. But I would always think to myself, like, where the hell did I drive to? Am I still in Southern California? There it is. Yeah, there's a lot of them. There's that, what's that place? God damn. I did do one of these meal things a few years ago. And it was it was everything. And the best part is, and the way they promoted it was, everything was disposable. So that was the idea, is that you ate it.
There was no cleanup.
Just threw it right in the trash.
And so I think did it come with plates and everything?
Yeah, everything.
Really?
It was bad.
But was it like nice plates or paper plates?
No, it was bad for the planet stuff, but it was great. It was a great feeling. I never
it
felt...
It was a great feeling, really never, contributing to the global
felt
crisis.
Better being worse to the planet than on that specific night.
It is nice because I've never really hosted a Thanksgiving dinner, but I had one year where it was like, okay, we're going to have a few people over, and I was like, oh, crap, how is this all of a sudden up to me? I can't handle this responsibility. And I got some ready-made food, and everybody loved it. And I was like, this is great. I don't know why people even... Right, ever cooked from scratch.
I know. I think people like to tell the story. They like to, and if it is great, people get real. There's like no greater honor anyone can ever feel.
6 hours in the oven right there.
Right. This is my great grandma's recipe.
And then the family members feel like they have to listen and ask about it because they're eating it. And then it was for how long, did you? Wow.
And most people, to be honest, like they're going to say this is great regardless, or they're not going to say it's great. And it shouldn't. You just think about time versus is it worth it. Now, if it's one thing you do once a year, you're like, I got to do this. I'm honoring my great-grandma with her cornbread recipe. Then you do it. But also, you can buy a mix at Ralph's, and that cornbread's probably going to be almost as good.
You know what?
Maybe better.
I've been hoping that like I said yesterday, I've been trying to impress my mother with my cooking skills. I want to get the honor of one year being invited to bring a dish.
Yeah, that'll never happen, though.
Why?
They never ask you to bring a dish?
No, I've never been asked.
Every time... That's like a thing, really?
I've never been asked to. But it's also like I come from a family of like Catholic guilt martyrs who are like, no, I'll do everything. Yeah.
I have to do everything.
And then I'm complaining as I'm saying I've worked for 2 days to make this meal. But then you say, do you need any help? And they say no.
But don't you think that should be an indication that your food's not good if you've never been asked to bring? Because the reality is, if you do have a thing that you've made that was good, people will request it and say,
well, every time I'm invited, dude, they are like, oh, can you make this, this, and this? Right. I'm like, yeah, I'll make it.
But Allie, if they're saying to you, don't bring anything. Isn't that, can't you take a hint or no?
Well, especially I'm flying this time. I want to be one of those people who's trying to check my gravy.
Everyone loves that.
What would you bring?
I think I'd kill some stuffing.
How about you make it and I'll try it?
No.
Yeah, that's good. Another band.
God damn it.
Another band that will be at K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas. This is our friends in Royal Otis on. The theme show, all these bands will be at the Forum on the same exact date, December 14th. It's K-Rock's 33rd annual Almost Acoustic Christmas. A lot of people asking on the text line, tickets. They will go on sale Friday, November 15th, Ticketmaster.com. Of course, you'll get chances to win them from us, I'm sure, quite a few times. But I would get them before they're gone, and they will be gone. 10 bands on the lineup, complete lineup posted at KRock.com and on the socials if you're just waking up this morning. But the next band we play and the band after that will also be there. So there's some teases for you. Right now, let's get to your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News. News you need. Maybe.
So you'd think now that the election is over, we'd stop getting all the political texts, but I got many of them yesterday begging me to sign this petition and that petition. I think I even got one that was like, sign this card thanking the Democratic Party for such an amazing campaign. And I was like, why would I do that?
Maybe it's a joke. Maybe Trump sending that as a joke card.
It's like, geez, but... As I said earlier in the show, the thing people are most afraid of is the unknown, right? And some people feel Trump has a lot of unknowns, but he has made it very clear the things that he wants to do when he gets into office, including mass deportations. And I'm sure you're all wondering what's going to happen to Harry and Meghan. It is insane that these are the things people are worried about, but there are a lot of questions about whether or not Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are going to remain in the United States and whether or not Trump is going to deport them. He has mentioned considering deporting them before, and he,
why?
I guess...
What's the reason?
I guess
they not
he
like
can?
Each other? Did they say bad things about him before?
I don't know if they've said. I don't really follow them that much, so I don't know if they've said anything.
Is that the Ginger?
Yes.
I'll get him out of here, dude.
Yeah.
Well, he has admitted that he has like a legal issue with his immigration status right now. And in his book, he talked about doing cocaine and smoking weed. And those,
I'll let him stay.
Those would be grounds for terminating his visa.
Really?
And then Meghan Markle is Canadian, but she's also a U.S. citizen. But I guess for some reason that doesn't put him in the clear yet. So all these like kind of high profile people who are here, could definitely be on the chopping block along with millions of others.
Hey, listen, our very own Vanessa, producer of the show, is currently, I believe,
she's the first one to go.
She's
get out of here.
She's knows a lot about drugs.
I heard you talk on that radio station.
She's been updating us with voice memos her entire trip. We're going to get to some of this next hour, but here's just a tease.
Okay, I landed in Houston, 15 minutes to my next flight. And guys,
I mean, she's got no time for anything. She landed in Houston.
With 15-minute
layover.
She's
got 15 minutes to get to her next flight. This whole plan was so flawed.
I landed in Houston, 15 minutes to my next flight. And guys, when I arrive, that's when I'm actually going to be scared because my expired passport.
She's got an expired passport.
I guess she whispers it like they're listening.
That's like, wish me luck.
All right, well.
It's like the lamest Amazing Race.
It really is.
Here I am now, waiting at another game.
Oh, you think this, wait till we get to this next hour because she starts it like.
Even though phase one is completed, I made it to my first gate without an issue, even though my American passport and my ticket do not match last names.
So she got different last names. I mean, everything is a struggle. I don't think we'll
getting
ever see.
Getting in is the easy part.
Regular last name and her mule last name. They're different.
Anyway, we'll get into the travel adventures of Vanessa next hour on the show.
All right. Continuing with our international theme, North Korea is beginning to help out Russia when it comes to the Russia-Ukraine war. And this is something that, you know, North Korea and Russia have had a little bit of a partnership. Now they're working together a little more closely. But
it can only end well for us.
I know, right? It's great. So they have just begun officially, you know, on the lines helping out. And here's the thing. In North Korea, they're very censored. They don't have access to a lot of things that the rest of the world has access to. So now that they are outside of North Korea, they are getting unfiltered internet access, which includes
porn. Yeah.
So North Korean soldiers are now getting access to porn for the first time. And I don't know if they ever knew it existed. And they're like, oh, my God. Guys, did you hear about this porn? I cannot believe that we have been missing out all these years, and now they are throwing it back, like hours and hours and hours of time being made up now that they have this access.
This is some real audio of
and
them.
I don't know if that's going to help them fight or make it a lot harder to fight.
So dehydrated.
I don't know if this is like Putin would be happy about this or not, that these are the soldiers that are helping out fight against Ukraine, but it's definitely going to affect
them. It's unnecessary at this point.
Can you imagine that you never knew something like that existed?
Hey, listen, if I could have gone back. I'm being serious right now, because I remember my buddy Paul Duggan's brother had access, gave us some magazines that opened my eyes to everything. I've not been able to close them ever since. If I could have gone back to that moment and that never existed, and I was able to live a life and not know that that was out there,
right?
I think I would have accomplished so many more things.
Well, you hear from those people who are like celibate, and they're like, I decided I was not going to have sex till I made my first million, and I made my first million within 9 months because I was motivated.
Not me. I got porn.
I didn't have sex for 9 months. I had to do stuff. I didn't make anything.
I know.
We know Jake. That, Jake.
We know. You don't have to tell us. You've done nothing.
No, I need to say something.
I don't see any lists yet of like official holiday gift trends, but one thing that is kind of in the works is they think that upscale dog products are going to be a thing for the holiday season this year. Louis Vuitton has released a list of high-end dog luxury items, including a $60,000 dog house, which is designed with a monogram-coated canvas exterior. It also has a poo bag dispenser and a leather water bowl that you can purchase all at Louis Vuitton.
How much is that? $60,000?
The dog kennel is $60,000.
Does that come with the dog?
No.
No. Wow.
No.
You got to steal your own dog just to put in that thing.
Yeah. Mm. So they think that it's called a kennel trunk.
High-end luxury item.
My dog was taken and used for food.
Well, you gotta get a better Louis Vuitton house. That's your fault.
There's a Louis Vuitton flask holder as well for $2,300, and then the leather dog bowl is $2,000.
Oh my!
I thought water was bad for leather.
Yeah, I guess.
I guess if you're spending that kind of money, it's
they're like they're idiots. They're like, no, in a week that's gonna be trash.
They're spending $2,000 on a water bowl. You think that they know about that? No. Wow. All right, we'll get into a brand new hour of the show next, but first let's give you another band. And I believe I'm not misspeaking when I say this. I believe this is the band that has played more K-Rock Acoustic Christmases than any other band, and they will be on the lineup in 2024.